You are live on the recorder. Go ahead.
Call the Board of Adjustments meeting to order. First order of business is to adopt the previous minutes.
First, you have to adopt the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Need to adopt the agenda, current agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Number three, if we, 3.1, if we can adopt the previous minutes. Y'all look through them and see if there's any corrections.
Make a motion to adopt.
No, second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Next will be the oath of office for Donna Hatcher.
I, Donna Hatcher, swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution.
I, Donna Hatcher, swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution
and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of North Carolina.
And laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Adjustment.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Adjustment.
For the time of period being set up.
For the time of period being set up.
Thank you.
Can you
borrow a pen?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this hearing, we will start with the current order of business. And this hearing under the Town of Carolina Beach Code of Ordinances hereafter KBC 15.08.080.D on the application for variance submitted by Christina, is that correct?
Krista.
Krista Holden. For the resident property located at 701 Mississippi Avenue. The applicant is seeking a variance from the application of KBC 15.36.060 corner lots with respect to the location of the proposed porch in the side yard. Number two, A. In making factual determinations, the board members may only consider competent material, substantial evidence from the parties withstanding. B, non-expert opinion testimony included opinions related to the diminution of property values of traffic safety issues may not be considered in making findings of fact. C, the board is not precluded from relying on evidence which would not be admissible under the North Carolina Rules of Evidence if evidence appears to be sufficiently trustworthy and was admitted under such circumstance that it was reasonable for the board to rely upon it. The board shall make findings of facts and identify the evidence supporting each findings. E, under the KBC 15.08.080.D, the applicant is entitled to a variance if she proves by competent material and subsequent evidence in each of the following. One, unnecessary hardship to the applicant would be, result in strict application of KBC 15.36.060 corner lots. Two, the hardships result from the conditions of which particular to the property, such as location, size, topography, hardships resulting from personal circumstances, as well as hardships resulting from conditions that are common to the neighborhood, or to the general public may not be the basis for granting a variance. 3. The hardships did not result from actions taken from the applicant, provided that, however, the act purchasing the property would acknowledge that the circumstances exist which may justify the granting of a variance as not self-created hardship. For requesting a variance inconsistent with the spirit and purpose and intent of the zoning regulation, such as the public safety is to secure the and substantially justice in achieved. The board's decision will be set forth in writing and delivered to the applicant in accordance with provisions of KBC 12.06.050.J. For the purpose of this hearing, the town attorney will be appearing in an advisory capacity to the board and not an advocate to either party or any party. Number 3. Each member shall state whether they have a conflict of interest due to the direct financial benefit, bias, fixed opinion, undisclosed outside contracts, or close family or commercial ties. Should such a conflict exist, a board member shall recuse him or herself from hearing, and the board shall excuse the member from voting on the matter. Anybody have a conflict on the board?
No.
No.
Do you?
Make sure to either all say yes or no. I've only heard a few.
No.
Okay, we'll just go down the
line. No.
I do not?
Do not. No. I do not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any party that is going to testify before the board needs to be sworn in at this time. So if okay. Raise your right hand, place your left on the Bible, and repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you have anything, Beth?
So tonight I'm tendering into the record exhibits 1 through 6. You have received exhibits 1 through 4, which was the variance application, the notice of the hearing, the certification of posted notice, and the certification of mail notice. I do want to make note that you received a new copy tonight of the certification of posted notice, but the original one was the wrong property. You're also going to be receiving 5 and 6, which is notice of publication in the newspaper, which is actually not required, but we went ahead and did it, and a copy of the email to the board members and the applicant of the agenda packet tonight.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, the applicant.
Chairman Barkley, board members, my name is Ned Lawrence. I live at
Calhoun's Avenue North, Carolina Beach. And I'm here on behalf of the applicant tonight from May. I have a little handout that I like that.
Can you do that? You got one for the town clerk to.
Got one for everybody.
Make one for me.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. I know I've got one more. Sorry.
Thank you.
First thing that came to my mind when this court asked me to assist her in this matter, represent this matter, is to go to the statute of North Carolina that governs variances. And that, as most of you know, is set out in NCGS 168-306. Part B states that any setback line shall be designed to promote the public safety by providing adequate sight distances for persons using the street and the sidewalks, lessening congestion in the street and sidewalks, facilitating the safe movement of vehicular and pedestrian traffic on the street and sidewalks, and providing adequate fare lanes between the buildings. Second, to protect the public health by keeping dwellings and other structures an adequate distance from the dust, noise, fumes created by traffic on the street, and by ensuring an adequate supply of light and air. So logic dictates that our legislature came to the conclusion that the main purpose of a variance, or of a setback, excuse me, is for safety purposes. So, as far as our application is concerned, that's what we kind of focused on tonight, is whether this creates any kind of safety issue for anyone, for any person, or any government official as relates to the property. Going to number one on our, on the, what she's alleged to show is, states, A, if I comply with the provision of the ordinance, I can secure a reasonable return from or make a reasonable use of my property. Obviously, that's an extremely high hurdle to overcome. Most people can use their property for something. She does have a structure there that's a second home that she lives in. This came about when after she bought the property in 2021. Spending time outside, she was just eaten alive by mosquitoes and decided, well, it would be nice to have a deck where I can enjoy the outside myself like all of my neighbors do surrounding me. I made application and found out that based upon the structure for home on the lot, that there were some setback requirements that she couldn't meet. And I would argue in this situation that there are some extenuating circumstances that cause that. If you look at our exhibits attached, you'll see the map for Wilmington Beach attached up there as Exhibit A, as well as her survey. You'll see that most lots in that subdivision of Wilmington Beach are 50 by 100. Her lot is 50 by 89. So that automatically reduces the size, the square footage of foot that her property as to what she can and can't do on the property. The second thing is of course, when she bought the property in 2021, the structure was already there. So it's not a situation where she could just readily move the structure to a different location to meet the setback requirements. If she was able to build the deck she's proposing, if you look at all the surrounding properties, I don't know if we have an overview of the properties or not, show the town. If you look at every single house surrounding her, every house surrounding her has a deck. And she obviously assumed that she could as well construct a deck on her property until she found out about the setback requirements. So again, We would argue that that takes the reasonableness away from her ability to use the property for, as her neighbor to use their property. Two, the hardship was not that complaining to social unique circumstances related to the applicant's land. And again, that harkens back to what I said earlier. Her lot is a smaller lot than the overwhelming majority of lots in that section of Wilmington Beach, being 50 by 89. And again, as opposed to 50 by 100. And again, the structure was located on the lot prior to her taking title, which again, building the relatively small, or hoping to build a relatively small deck she was proposing, fell within the setbacks.
Mr. Byrne Barnes,
yes.
Can, one thing I've never understood, just so I can get up to speed, using that diagram behind you, where is the proposed deck proposed to be located? On the east side or the west?
Right behind the house.
What's that? On the east side?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right
there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
No, go ahead.
That's not the exist. That picture there is not the existing deck.
That's not the existing. That's what she's proposing okay. Right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was confusing to me as well.
Okay. And again, see, a lot of this is redundant. I apologize. The hardship is not the result of applicant's own actions. Well, again, as I say, the lot was platted out in 1913. That was, I'm assuming, before she was born, so it clearly was not a situation where she had any control over that. And the house, again, was located on the lot at the time she purchased it. So, again, those things were totally, completely out of her control. The variance is in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the ordinance and preserves the spirits. We contend that the proposed addition is in harmony with Section 15.8 of the Town Land Use Plan. Direct your attention now to the exhibits that we have attached to our application, Exhibit C, 1 through 6. Before, when she first came in and talked to me, one of the things I mentioned to her, I said, I would advise, given my experience in how these contracts, that you reach out to your neighbors and get feedback from them. So she reached out to every single neighbor, and you'll see that every single neighbor gives their consent and has no objection to it, and asks that you pay particular attention to Mr. and Ms. Hilligas, who actually are requesting that the town grant this variance for her, thinking that it would enhance and improve her property. Point number three, granting the variance secures the public safety and welfare and does substantial justice. Well, again, if you look at the map, if you look at the map I have attached, Exhibit A, you will see, of course, again, this map is 1913 when it was recorded. And you'll see that what is Penfish shown as 7th and what is Mississippi shown as Florida. You will see that if any, be it fire, be it rescue, be it police, be it any service vehicle for the town of Tree Beach, her constructing this deck would in no way whatsoever impair anyone's ability to access any property. Homeowner in that area, nor would it in any way impair their ability to their sight as to any incident that they're heading to. Again, no one, if someone were to, the only way anybody would be going south would be to go to her house. She's the only one on Penfish at that dead end right there. And if you head west, ultimately you're going to run into the buffer zone. So again, as tested this traffic in that area as it stands today is extremely minimal. It's not an area that first go to, it's just an area that folks that live there as either permanent residents like the Hilligasses or second homeowners visit throughout the year. So again, we contend, particularly as relates to the applicable North Carolina statute, that this in no way creates any kind of safety issue if she were allowed this variance to build the deck as she has proposed. I think based upon the evidence presented that she's shown the practical difficulties, hardships for carrying out the strict letter of the ordinance. If you were to travel in that area back there at the intersection of Penfish and Mississippi, you would see that every single house in that area has a deck. And again, she made, like a lot of people do, make the assumption when she found the need to construct the deck just so she could enjoy the outside a bit. That's when the setback was discovered. So again, I think she's proven the hardship situation here as relates to the setback that's being imposed upon her. We would also contend that the variance is in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the ordinance pursuant to NCGS 168-306. Stating that setbacks are authorized to promote public safety, lessen traffic congestion, and we contend that granting the variance will be compatible with Section 15-1810 of the Kirby's Land Use Plan, meaning it will remain a quiet, low-density residential community. And lastly, we would contend that granting the variance would in no way whatsoever affect public safety. It would in no way impair any kind of emergency vehicles, be it police, be it rescue squad. It would not in any way impair any municipal vehicles of Curry Beach from accessing anyone back in that area, nor would it in any way hinder their vision if they are were to travel back there, were she allowed to construct the deck as she has applied for. And I'll answer any questions that I may answer, and Ms. Holden's here if you'd like to ask her any questions.
Any questions for the attorney?
I have one question. You stated that this does not have any hindrance towards emergency vehicles. Where did we get that information from?
Well, again, excuse my response.
Sure.
To me, it's common sense. If you look at map 2, page 30, mm-hmm. and you look at her lot, the only place it could hinder anybody would be if they were going straight to her house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to hinder anybody to the east of her across the street,
mm-hmm.
because it still will be set back off the road, and anybody heading down Penfish who's going to be heading west to serve any homes in that area, she's completely opposite of where they'd be headed for the deck she's going to install. So again, the only person at all it could potentially affect that would be the applicant. And again, in her situation, the parking's on the side of her house, so I would argue it wouldn't even affect her whatsoever.
Okay.
And again, I direct your attention to the statements attached to the application, mm-hmm. where, again, I advised her prior to presenting this to the Board of Judgment to make sure, check with each and every neighbor, make sure they have no issues. I mean, if they found there was any issue with the encroachment into the setback, if they thought in any way it would impair any service vehicle from getting their home, would have to assume they would have let her know, but again, not only did they approve, but again, if you look at Hilligas, as I stated earlier, they are requesting that the board allow for this variance.
Thank you.
I have a question. When you zoomed out a minute ago, across Pinfish from Ms. Holden, what is over there? If that
as a single family house right here.
Is there not a lot there? It looked like a building lot. It looked like an empty lot. A bunch of trees I saw.
There's an empty lot directly across from me and also a dwelling.
Right. Right.
Yes.
So
this is an empty lot here, and there's
a house here. There's a lot right there. That's vacant.
And that's a buildable lot that's empty?
Yes.
What do you know? What is the address of that? What do you know up top? But that is a buildable lot up there, right? Okay.
Penfish Lane.
1741. Mm-hmm. Actually, that was in one of the write-ups here.
That's the Potonics, who also have a statement attached to their application.
All right.
Agreeing to send with the variance being granted.
And they own that. I saw that was written up in here. Somebody wrote something about that they were fine with it, but that still is a separate building lot, though, right? Okay.
That's great, John.
A couple questions. So I'm a little confused. The photo shows a wood structure, a deck, I assume that's existing, so the new deck or new structure would go where this one is shown to be now?
So that was there when I purchased the property. From my understanding, it is not in the setback now. It is not approved, I guess.
Is that what we're talking about right now, or
no,
is there something new you're going
to
build?
I'm going to get rid of that and put a new one
in that spot.
In the same spot or bigger than this one?
It would be a little bit larger than that, yes.
But on the same side?
Same side.
Is that same location?
Because that, can we go back to that survey for a minute? So you want to build it on the east side. On the west side, there's some existing structure, a deck and a patio.
Yes, filling gas up here, you can see it's just not plausible to build it here, given the closeness of their property.
I just go down this survey to see the reference to the patio.
Quite confusing.
That is the actual size of or the main.
That's a nice side yard, but it's I wouldn't call it.
Yes. But you want to build your deck on the east side. Did you say that there's an existing structure or a deck that you need to demolish before you can build a new one?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. So is, what happens to this existing deck? You want to remove it and put a new one where this one is? It'll be slightly bigger than this one?
Yes.
Looking at this, looks like it extends an additional maybe 5
can
feet.
Can I ask?
Pinfish.
Stop 1 second. Can you tell us what you want, Ms. Holden, because you have standing to the property, even though you're attorney, you were represented by your attorney, but we need to hear from you also for the record.
Definitely.
And you.
So just how this started is after I purchased the property, had a couple of years, really started from the mosquitoes. Truthfully, would like to enjoy the outside and I talked with the engineer, had them draw plans for me, got a builder, and went to go get a permit, and they said, your lot is a corner lot, the variances or the setbacks are different. My engineer didn't realize it either because we were thinking, working off the setbacks of every other lot. That is, you know, like my neighbor's lot size, they're not a corner, and looking at that. So when it came to that, everything stopped, and then I did a little more research to try to see if this was something that I could still do.
So when you purchased the land, you were unaware that the corner lots had a different setback structure than a regular lot?
Yes, I had no idea.
Okay. Well, that's true in all municipalities.
Okay. Well, I've never lived in a municipality before, so.
I'm not arguing that you should know. I'm just so that was not disclosed to you when you purchased the property.
No, it was not.
And can we get a clear articulation of exactly what it is she wants? It sounds like encroachment into that side yard, but I don't have a clear understanding of it.
Would you mind telling us exactly what it is that you'd like to build, for instance, just an 8x10 deck that's going to encroach X amount of feet into the setback. That was a little confusing in reading.
And if you want, you can hand those up to Mr. Brown or Mr. Barton, whoever, and pass them around.
Are you putting those in as an exhibit that we need to make some copies? I would recommend it.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And we get some copies.
Probably need to give them to her first so she can put exhibits.
These are the plans that I had drawn and turned in. So that hopefully that'll clear up
she's doing
everything.
So when we look at the picture you gave us, your exhibit, essentially this map here, it shows, 8.1 by 18.9 feet, that size?
Yes.
Right. That's the one we see in this photo.
No. No, this is what it would be after, if it was constructed, this is what it would be.
Okay.
So that's the addition.
This is the addition.
So it's 18.
It would be longer.
18. It's 8.1.
The key thing
must be 5 feet in.
To point out is the if you want to call it a deck that's existing now, the way the plans are drawn, it will extend no further towards Penfish than this deck currently extends. So it would be no further of an encroachment than currently exists today. It would be a little bit longer heading towards Mississippi, but
not longer, but not wider.
So the width of the current one is.
This is 8.1.
If it was not a corner lot, it would meet the setback requirement because that's what we've based it off of.
Right. And Chairman, can I ask a question? The existing deck on the east side, which you're not responsible for, based on your testimony, encroaches into the side yard setback. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So the new one, even though it would be longer but not wider, would still encroach.
That's correct.
The same amount.
The same amount, but that's correct. That's correct.
And to clarify, too, you said it would go closer towards Mississippi.
Correct. It's going to be the same width, just extending a little longer towards Mississippi.
Towards Mississippi.
Correct.
Along the side of the house.
Along the side of the house, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
We'll get back to that.
It's going to be this way long, not this way.
So when you purchased the property, you did not get a survey done and you were unaware that the existing deck was already encroaching?
That's correct.
She bought it in 21, the survey was done in 22.
And then the survey because of wanting to build it.
That would be exhibit. Madam Clerk, that would be exhibit A, is that correct?
That eight.
Can you tell me, do you know the size of the existing deck? And then the size you want to go to? I don't see him on none of my.
It's on here, you just can't read it.
I can't.
It's extremely small.
My glasses don't even pick it up.
Closer to Mississippi by how many feet? Approximately.
I would say approximately
18.
So if it's 16 now, I would say 2 feet.
Okay, thank you.
For 2 to 3 feet.
Any further questions for the applicant?
Fire department, rescue, any apparatus in town of Tree Beach, if there was an issue at all, it would have been brought up sometime historically with this property. So I think it sets a precedent that, again, this encroachment has created no impediment to safety, which if you look at NCGS 168, that's the cornerstone of a setback is safety.
Okay. Any questions?
I'm good, thank you.
Everybody good? Okay. Next we'll hear from John Batson, the Director of Development.
Hello, Chairman, if I'm in the permit.
Yes.
Commissioners, what you have here is a memo that basically states the facts of the matter surrounding this variance request. The location of the proposed project is an RA2T, which is a 1-2 family dwelling, designed for 1-2 family dwellings and manufactured housing. The property does meet all minimum dimensional requirements except for the square footage. And that is not uncommon in some areas throughout town that some lots are smaller than the minimum square footage. The big difference about her lot compared to others, as you've already heard, is that it is a corner lot, and so we have to look at corner lots differently with regards to our town ordinance. And the main difference is that the normal side setback turns into a 10-foot side setback on the minor thoroughfare. And so her property or the deck that is currently there is legally non-conforming. I'm not sure how it was even permitted in the first place, except that the manufactured home placement was permitted around the time that we annexed that area, and somehow it slipped through the cracks. And I'm sure it's been there almost 21 years to the day. I'm sure it does need some repair and maintenance. Placement of the house really is why there is no room to put that deck there. Had it been moved a little closer to the west property line, they probably have a lot more room. They have a little bit more room to do what they need to do. And then I must point out also that there are over 200 other corner lots in the town of Cree Beach, and they're all judged by the same ordinances that Ms. Holden is here also. I want to make a couple other comments based on what has transpired here, and one of them being that I correct surveyors almost on a daily basis because a lot of times they don't do their due diligence. This is a perfect example right here of a surveyor that laid out all the setbacks for that lot, but the setbacks are wrong. So had Ms. Holden received a survey before she closed on her property, but she really had no way of knowing if it was entirely correct unless she called me. The current deck looks, according to the tax records, it looks like it's about 7 by 16 feet. What she's proposing is 8 by 18 feet, and it's actually going to be covered also. What is there is not covered. What she would like to do is put a permanent roof on it that would attach to the manufactured home.
John, new one dimensions again, please. 8 by what?
8 by 18. And that's all I have, unless you guys have comments or questions for me.
I have a question.
Sure.
What is the purpose for the additional setback on a corner lot? Why is a corner lot subject to a different setback line than a regular lot?
From what I was told throughout the years was to make sure that there is a good separation between structures and the thoroughfares. It also provided a better line of sight looking down the street when you came up to a corner. That's why.
My last question that I have for you is, the existing deck that is there, seeing how it's already encroaching, but it's been there 20-some years, I think you said maybe probably before the annex of that area, that deck, as it sits today, is fine. Is that correct?
Yes.
If she were to want to repair that deck, rebuild that existing deck that is there in that existing footprint, is that plausible?
It is entitled to do normal maintenance repair.
So, all structural repairs, replacement of deck boards, handrails, posts,
yep.
So forth and so on.
As long as it is not extended horizontally or vertically into any required yards.
So,
to make it more non-conforming, you can maintain that deck as it is.
So, adding a roof to the existing deck is not plausible?
That would make that deck more non-conforming.
Okay.
And that's because the roof would extend it even further towards Pinfish?
It would extend up Perfect. And out, yes, yeah. Sir.
I do have one other question. The new deck, it was brought to our attention that it would extend further towards Mississippi. Is that correct?
I haven't stuck a measure in tape on it. All I did just now was look up the tax records to see the sketches.
Okay.
And it appears that the existing deck is 7 feet wide, and what she wants to build is 8 feet wide.
That's all the questions I have.
Any further questions? Okay, John? Yes.
Certainly, John's right about the 200 corner lots, but I think again, what we're addressing here is the specific and unique location of her lot. Again, this is only her lot sits right on the dead end. So again. And if you look at 168, as I say, the cornerstone of that statute for variance is safety. And historically, there's been no issue whatsoever in the past 21 whatever years it is. Again, anyone needs to service that property, again, fire, rescue, ambulance, town folks, municipal workers, etc. As I say, I think the only property that's going to affect at all would be hers, because I would have to assume that the overwhelming majority of the corner lots don't dead end, which this lot does. So I think that makes this a completely unique situation, which is totally completely not of her doing. She bought the home where it was located, again, not of her doing, and assumed, again, that since the current deck that exists there would be, she'd be able to demolish that, and in this case, she's going to expand it by the 2 feet. And I think that is I would argue that's within harmony with the neighborhood where she is, and I think it falls within the land use plan as it relates to properties in this general area of Curry Beach. I would ask that you approve the variance.
All right. Are there any other witnesses to come before the board? Seeing none.
Any of the board members have any?
I think we have a discussion now between the board members.
Right. It's time to have a discussion between us. If you want to start off, Ron.
Always. The argument.
So you're at number 8 on the order of business. So that means someone, the chairman, needs to summarize the evidence that was taken.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you need to make findings of fact. Not the conclusions that are set forth in the worksheet. We'll get to that after the findings of fact. We've got to start at the top.
And work our way to the bottom.
The applicant is the property.
Right.
The property described in the application. What is the applicant's interest in that property? Just take it from the top and come all the way down and make your findings, which
all will right.
into a written decision, and also they'll be recorded in the minutes.
Okay. Findings of fact. Ms. Holden presented, with her attorney, presented their case to expand the deck facing
Pinfish
and Mississippi Avenue, which her trailer being a corner lot, which actually dead ends, which is on a dead end street. She wished.
If I could interrupt you for a minute.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and summarize the evidence that's been submitted. That's one of our responsibilities.
Okay.
You can start with the application, and it basically is the exhibits that you've had placed in front of you, plus the testimony of the witnesses. So list the exhibits and identify who testified, and then let's get to the findings.
Exhibit 1 is application of variance to the town of Carolina Beach, issued by Christina Holden.
I'd like to say, no, this is the town of Cree Beach.
Town of Cree Beach.
Not Carolina.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Big difference.
You can go to Exhibit 7 and take it from there.
Okay.
Jared, see if you agree with this summation. The exhibits tendered were, number 1, the application from Ms. Holden stating the reasons why she thought she should be granted a variance. Exhibit 7, which is the handout prepared by her attorney that sets forth the same arguments, not the same arguments, the substance that expands upon those arguments, and also includes a plat that's relevant to this hearing, and some other materials. Exhibit 8.
Engineer drawings.
The proposed, the drawings for the proposed construction, for the construction of the proposed set. And then Exhibit 9 is a memorandum from the Director of Development and Compliance setting forth discussing the setback requirements and the interplay of the provisions in the code regarding non-conforming structures. If you all agree with that summation, then let's get on to the findings.
Okay. I agree.
I agree.
That's good. Okay. Findings of fact. Number 1, applicant's name and residential address, which is 701 Mississippi. Number two, what is the applicant's interest in the subject of the property? I would say that she owns the property.
Let's make sure your fellow board members...
You all agree?
...with that.
Yes.
You all agree?
This is the board finding facts. This is not somebody reciting something.
Is the subject property a corner lot?
Yes.
Are there existing structures within the property side yard?
Yes.
Applicant is seeking a variance from application of KBC 1536.060 for what purpose?
To build a new larger deck into the setback.
With coverage.
On which side of the east or west?
On the pinfish side, which east is encroaching side. Into the side, the larger side setback.
With roof cover.
With cover, yes.
What hardship does the applicant say the application of KBC 15.36.060 would result in?
It's my understanding that she, by following that ordinance 1536, she wouldn't be allowed to build a deck, which would not allow her to use the side yard to the best of its ability, such as all the other neighbors in the neighborhood are allowed to use their lot. Does that sound what was argued in front of us today?
Her written application states on page 2 of it, at the top, paragraph 1A, that the proposed porch is to be located on the only plausible area of the property. I guess that means there's no place else to put this porch.
Well, if you look at the survey, is our rear structure on the back?
A shed.
A shed, is that right?
I'm not disputing it, but it asks what does the applicant say.
Right, I'm just discussing.
Oh, I get it.
So we're trying to find whether or not this hardship is existing, I guess, is what our duties at this moment are. And the applicant is stating that is the only place to put the deck. And I'm just running through things here. Obviously, the other side, we're right, there's 2.5 feet-ish, 3.5 feet of space to put a deck. And then the rear is taken up by the shed. So, minus moving a shed around, she is correct in that this is the only usable space, even though that it is in a setback.
With the exception of the rear.
With the exception of the rear, with moving a shed.
There's a deck at the property now. The difference would be one additional foot in depth and then a covering.
And an additional foot closer to Mississippi, which by the spirit of the setback on a corner is for a sight line. That was my reason for that questioning. The hardship is just not being able to use the property to its fullest extent, I guess.
Well, the hardship would be a
smaller deck without a cover.
Not being able to expand upon what's already existing.
Well, let's back up. What hardship does the applicant say in the application?
Yeah. She spelled it out. So it says, but for my lot being designated as a corner lot, all setback requirements would be met. It should be noted that Pinfish Lane dead ends into lot 90, phase 1B, through each. Again, the applicant's lot is 50 by 89, not 50 by 100 feet.
I would point out that during the findings phase, and since we haven't closed the hearing, if you need to ask the party or the witnesses additional questions to further your understanding, that's permitted at this point.
Well, I would ask then, is it could a lot cover porch be put on the back of the house? I guess that's the question.
There's no access to it.
I see. When you say access, define from the interior.
From the
interior. Okay. Okay. I'm struggling with the hardship a little bit. Forgive me. But we're saying that the reason for the hardship is that you can't build a larger deck because of the side setback. And that is causing hardship in what regard?
The hardship is that I have two side yards, not able to use it to its full ability. Because it's a different setback.
Now, I think you mentioned your neighbors are able to do that.
Yes, they are.
Chairman, I would humbly suggest that you probably have covered this particular finding.
Okay.
I think that brings us to number seven.
Yep. Does the claimed hardship result in unique conditions on such property?
Yes. Would y'all agree with that?
Well, just so we're clear, so we'd say it's a corner lot, but the difference is this corner lot is on a dead end or a stub portion of a street, which makes it unique from the other 199 or so corner lots within Curry Beach.
So do we all agree that it's a yes?
I recall some discussion about the lot size as well.
In the lots also non-conforming, it's under 5,000.
It is, but I don't see how it relates to the particular structure we're talking about.
If it was a 5,000 square foot lot, and this is 85 feet in length, it would be, what was the width of the lot again?
50 by 89?
No, it's 89.
So 11, 50 by 89.
So we're not, the non-conforming did not have anything to do with the width of the lot, is that correct?
No, I think it's just the corner lot.
That's correct.
49.9, so yeah, it's pretty much 50 feet wide. It would make it longer. And also the way the rear of the lot has an angle towards to it,
yeah.
Also is.
I personally don't think the claim hardship results from unique conditions of the property. It is a dead end, but it's a corner lot.
You're going to get to your conclusions after your findings.
But I think what we're trying to figure out is the unique hardship comes from the lot itself. And I think that's what the board is trying to determine at this moment.
Right, I don't think
I wouldn't say that it does. Because if that road would have gone on through into Curry Beach Village, she would still be facing the same situation.
And I think there would be no argument.
So. You know, if that road had not stopped. Okay, number eight. Did the applicant take any actions which contributed to the claimed hardship?
Chairman, I'm sorry. Yes. I missed what your conclusion is. Not your conclusion. Your finding that we
Number seven. I feel like we said that there was no, the property didn't create a hardship.
Well, it's being treated as a corner lot. And I think, I don't want to maybe ask you again, but the whole idea is that she's saying it really isn't a corner lot because there is no thoroughfare on that side of the house. Unlike other corner lots, the other 200 or so corner lots on Curry Beach where there are streets that go through and you have traffic on both sides. There's no traffic on that side of the lot. So I think that does make it a little unique. And that's what's causing her hardship because she has a setback that's 10 feet instead of 5.
I'll argue
so
that there will be traffic.
If she wasn't treated as a corner lot, there would not be a hardship. Right.
I argue that at some point there will be traffic there. There's a buildable lot at the end of the road.
Right.
And the reason for the extra 5 feet of setback is for a visual sight line. And I mean, where my concern would be is that if you're not giving that, even though it's not an everyday thoroughfare with a stoplight and all that other business, you still have two houses over there that could be pulling out, and or you still could have cars that could be driving to the end of that road, stop, pull out, turn around, because it is a dead end road. I think it's a corner lot because it sits on two pieces of pavement.
Thanks. That's a little different opinion. And if we say it is a corner lot and it should be a corner lot, that is a thorough, that there is traffic there, that's different.
Okay. I mean, one car, two car, 100 cars, it's traffic.
Okay.
It only takes one. Mm-hmm. So I'll just say, conclude that one. Number seven.
So, number seven. Does the claimed hardship result in unique condition of the property? I believe we decided it was no.
Yes, I agree.
Consensus is no. I'll go. Sure. Okay.
Did the applicant take any actions towards contributing to the claimed hardship?
No. I don't believe so. No.
I don't see.
No. No.
Nope. How would a request of variance be consistent with the town's zoning regulations?
It would not be
consistent, in my opinion.
I agree.
How would the request of the variance achieve? My glasses on. How would the requested variance achieve substantial justice? I think it would just benefit the property owner. There would be no benefit to anybody else but the property owner.
Where exactly is that question coming from? Is that somewhere in the
16?
I understand, but is it in the ordinances? Why are we establishing a fact around substantial justice?
It's one of the requirements in the code for obtaining a variance.
One of the requirements in the code for.
You look at your order of business, section E4, page 2, you're right at the very top of page 2 of the order of business. It's one of the, especially the four elements of the variant.
Is there anything offered that defines or explains what the intent or what establishes substantial justice for our purposes in this?
Not that I can point to. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't come up with any good answers on that.
Other than it would give the property owner, what they want.
That's all I can see.
I mean, that would be the only.
That's all I can see too.
Anything other than what I just stated?
He just summarized it and moved it around.
Okay, we would just, that would benefit the applicant.
Sure.
Under number 10, how would the request variance achieve substantial justice? It would just benefit the applicant only. What is the Department of Developer and Compliance position on this application?
John's dated note.
Yep.
Right. Can keep as is, but no more.
Per, yeah. Per his memo to the Exhibit 9?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Per Exhibit 9. Okay, conclusions.
Make a motion to close.
Oh, I'm sorry. Make a motion to close.
So move
the hearing. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Number one, has the applicant has or does not have standing in the to apply for a variance request?
She has standing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Number two, an unnecessary hardship of the applicant would or would not result from the strict application of KBC 15.36.060 to subject the property identified the hardship.
I believe it would not.
I mean, I think when going through findings of facts, we've come to that conclusion.
It would not result. If the unnecessary hardship resulted in strict application of KBC 1536.060 to the property of the hardship, does or does not result from conditions which are peculiar to the property, such as, for example, the location, size, topography. Hardships resulting from personal circumstances may not be the basis for granting a variance.
I think that
does not.
Hang on. Number two, we said an unnecessary hardship the applicant would not result?
Would not, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Then we get to number three. If an unnecessary hardship results, well, we said it does not.
Okay. Does not. If any unnecessary hardship results from strict application of KBC 15.36.060 to the property, that the hardship did or did not result from actions taken by the applicant.
It did not result.
It did not result. Everybody agree with that?
Agreed.
Yeah, agree, but I think when I read questions 3 and 4, it's based on that the unnecessary hardship would result from application, but we said it would not. So for 3 and 4, I look at it's not really well done.
Number five, the request for variance is or is not consistent with the spirit, purpose, or intent of the town's zoning regulation.
It's not.
I
got two is nots.
Is not.
The board shall grant variances upon showing the applicant an unnecessary hardship will result in strict application of KBC 15.36.060 to the property. The hardship results from the conditions particular to the property. The hardships did not result from the actions of the applicant, and the request of the variance is consistent with the applicant has or has not shown each of the four requirements set forth in number two above have been met.
It has not.
No.
Has not. All right. Do I have a motion on the floor? Whether to grant the variance or not grant the variance.
I'm going to deny the request for variance.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None being? Okay. The board has denied the request for the variance of 701 Mississippi Avenue, Prairie Beach. We need to hear from anybody else.
Thank you for your time.
You need a motion to close the
meeting. All right. Do I have a motion to close the Board of Adjustments meeting?
I'll make a motion to close.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.